Unit 6. Discovery of High Tech. Listening and Speaking. D. Listen to the statements and choose the right responses.
1. What is the speed of high-speed rail, HSR, in China?
2. When was the high-speed service introduced in China?
3. Which is the world's first high-speed commercial maglev line?
4. How many gigs of music can the iPod hold?
5. Do you have an iPod?
E. Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer. 1. What are you looking for?
I want to buy a new smartphone for my trip this summer.
Question. What is the woman doing? 2. Would you like to look at the new digital cameras that have just come in?
Sure, I'd like to see the smallest one that you have first.
Question. What would the woman like to do first? 3. What is the specialty of the new kind of robot?
It has rich expressions, so it can be as a model for young dentists.
Question. What does the woman say about the robot? 4. Why are you for using genetically modified foods?
Because we need more resources to support the large population.
Question. What is the woman's attitude towards genetically modified foods? 5. How do you see cars in the future?
Traditional engines are causing harm to the planet, so the developments will be towards electric cars.
Question. What does the woman say about future cars?
F. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
It's time to leave the office for the night. Firstly, I'll log off my computer and then set the electronic security system.
That's pretty advanced.
Now I'll take the elevator down to the basement.
Is that where you park?
Yes, the car park is under constant video surveillance. So my car is quite safe. Please get in.
Thank you. Where is your key?
There's no need. I have keyless entry, and the steering wheel recognizes my fingerprints before starting the car. Now we can look at the navigation system to find the best route home.
That's amazing. It even shows all the roads that are congested at the moment.
Using GPS, I can rely on this to direct me home. Now I just need to find my e-card to automatically open the gate and we can drive out.
Pretty soon cars will be driving by themselves.
Maybe. But in the meantime, why not help me find the remote control for my garage door?
Here it is, and here we are.
When I turn off my home alarm, the house will automatically turn on the lights and set the climate to a comfortable level.
I have to get home, but I don't need all of this fancy technology. I think I'll just walk. G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.
Do you change your reading habits with changes in technology, Sarah?
Yes, I definitely do. Not because I want to. I still like the aspect of having a real book, but because I move so much, and internationally it's just not practical to bring all your books with you. So much weight.
I agree.
Since I got an iTouch, I've read all of my books from there because I always have it with me and it's light and portable and it holds like so many books.
Yeah, I know. It's so convenient. You can just take everything with you, your whole library.
It really is.
So tell me about the iTouch. I've actually never used one, but it seems to me that it's really small. Can you actually read on it and use it easily?
Well, it's just like the same size as an iPhone, but you can change the text size on it if you want.
Okay.
But it really doesn't bother me if the text is small, because I have really good eyesight.
Some people swear by the Kindle. So you mentioned that you used one before. Why did you stop using that?
It's a little heavier, a little bigger, and so I tend not to carry it with me all the time.
Yes, I see.
Questions. 1. Why does Sarah change her reading habit?
2. Where does Sarah read her books now?
3. Which of the following best describes the Kindle? H. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
China's first artificial intelligent AI coffee shop made its debut in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen, indicating AI has walked closer to people's life. The coffee shop, a creative space that offers unmanned services and other functions of AI, was co-built by China's largest intelligent hardware innovation and startup platform, Yingdan, and US-based robot design company Rethink Robotics. Visitors are thrilled to see robot coffee masters make coffee and robot waiters serve, while things such as voice-controlled lights and audio devices wow them as well. The creative coffee shop has attracted many people who want to experience robot services, with some saying the coffee had the flavor of intelligence. The robots can interact with customers and express happiness if their services are appreciated. Artificial intelligence is being applied to a wider range of fields nowadays, said a person in charge of the Experience Center, disclosing that AI restaurants, bedrooms, study rooms, and other products will come out in future.